This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Seema Modi, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Intel and the U.S. Commerce Department finalizing a near $8 billion grant today as part of the CHIPS Act. The funds will go toward Intel's factory building efforts and comes as the chipmaker looks to turn the page on a year it would like to forget. Intel has struggled with demand and production issues and has undergone restructuring efforts throughout the year. The $8 billion grant is slightly less than what was promised when the money was awarded back in September. This is due to uncertainties about Intel's ability to execute on its investment commitment. Bitcoin's march to $100,000 has reversed course as investors booked profits from the token's post-U.S. election gains. Bitcoin has hit records following President-elect Donald Trump's early November win, and now long-term holders have seemed to increase their selling efforts. The President-elect pro-crypto policy platform still has investors feeling bullish about the long-term opportunity in crypto. Now, also on the crypto front, regulators in the UK have begun a process for creating rules surrounding the crypto market. The Financial Conduct Authority, which oversees banking and investment products in the UK, unveiled a timeline detailing key dates and milestones it's working towards on its regulatory roadmap for crypto. The FCA says that a full regime governing crypto assets will go live in the UK in 2026. That's all from CNBC headquarters. We'll see you tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.